And welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today. Sam White, founder of R&M Bakery. Cloudy skies throughout the day. Could see some rain today. Then clouds tonight with some rain and possible cloudy skies tomorrow with rain as well. But today, not so bad just yet. 86 for a high today. And I got a text from Sean Grady, Licking County EMA director. And he said, hey, let people know you got a big heat wave coming over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So get ready. It's going to get hot.
92 Sunday and then middle upper 90s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
So those electric bills are going to be soaring and people are going to be moping.
You got that right. Now, talk about the electric bills. Soaring. And I got to tell you something. We do a lot of shows here. We have a lot of fun. We just had Rob Montagne's in earlier this week. Joel, I don't know that I've ever been happier to invite a guest in than I am with Sam White and the founder of R&M Bakery. He's got these cherry bomb donuts. We're going to try one of these in just a second. But he's got sprinkled donuts.
It's a beautiful
thing. First thing he mentioned
to me. He clearly pays attention when Doney talks.
I just was like, sprinkled donuts. So I'm going to go out there real quick, if you don't mind, just mark on the box, touch these at your peril. Don't be messing with my sprinkled donuts.
That sounds like a challenge to me. There's going to be people touching.
The guy down the hall's already had one. Yeah. I believe. He grabbed one, didn't he?
He grabbed a cherry bomb.
Yeah, okay. So I'm sure he'll sneak back over there while I'm sitting here talking, get my sprinkled donuts. But Sam, thanks for coming in. A lot going on. Again, we talk about the cherry donut. But, you know, folks, maybe R&M Bakery, where you at? Kind of let folks know where you're at in the city of Newark and the beautiful building. I think it is because I've been through it and seen it. It's really amazing.
Yeah, we're located at 369 Mount Vernon Road in an old firehouse that dates back to 1900. When it was used horse and wagon, or horse-drawn fire apparatus, right? They would pull the fire wagon to the scene, right? So we've got still have the original wood floor, and on each side of the bakery bench, there's two grooves where the wheels would sit, right? And then in the back behind that, where the sink in that area is the brick floor where the horse stalls were at. And then above that would be the haymow, the hayloft, and there's a hatch where they would bring the hay down in and to feed the horses and that type of thing. So it's a really old building and we love it. You know, it's right there on the corner of Shields and Mount Vernon Road. It's been serving the community since its inception, really, since it was a firehouse. It served the community. It was one of the first firehouse on the north end of Newark when Newark didn't really go much past that, right? And then later on in the late 40s, it became Gleason's Bakery. Gleason's was located on Locust Street, and Mr. Wilson kind of inherited it when his brother-in-law passed away. So he moved Gleason's Bakery into that firehouse and then later changed it to Wilson's Bakery. And then in the 60s, it became Hartshorn's Bakery. And most people in Newark kind of know it as that. I mean, it's still called Hartshorn's by some folks, right? You know, and so Hartshorn's Bakery until the 80s, 1986, when my friend Randy, he moved from West Virginia to buy the bakery. And then he changed the name to R&M Bakery at the time. So it's been R&M Bakery since 1986. And then my wife and I, we purchased the bakery in 2 years ago. It'll be July 21st in 2023. Now, I started working with Randy about 20 years ago when we had three little kids in diapers, right? You know, they were drinking 6 gallons of milk a week and diapers going crazy, you know? So I took on a second job working early mornings because everybody was home was asleep, so I wasn't giving up family time. But I would go in and help make donuts and then do the delivery route to all the Duke stations at the time when he was doing that. And then I would go do a full-time job after that. But then a couple years after that, Randy's like, well, but I just can't really afford to pay you anymore. And I was like, well, that's too bad, but I'm not leaving. I really liked it. I love making donuts. I do. It's one of my favorite things.
Time and to make the donuts.
It really is. And Randy was a good guy, you know, and he did a lot of things in the community. Yeah, he was also a firefighter out in Marianne Township. He was a volunteer fireman. And so he did a lot of stuff for the community with the bakery as well. So, you know, I told him the first day I worked there, I told him, I said, I don't know what your plan is for retirement. I said, but I want to buy this bakery when I leave, when you retire. He's like, oh, there's hard work. There's no money in the bakery business, Sam. And it is hard work. It is hard work. Like when I left today, it was already 85 degrees in the bakery, you know, this
morning.
Oh,
you're looking forward to this weekend then.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this. All the employees are looking forward to this weekend too, you know. It's really hot in there, but we do a lot of good things. We do a lot of good things back there. They really work hard for us. Christy's there now, right? Somebody's got to do most of the work, right? She's there making cakes this morning, and she works full-time in the bakery, while I still have a full-time job outside of the bakery. She was a school teacher for New York City School. She was third grade school teacher up until about a year ago. We tried to do both jobs and the bakery, and it just wasn't going to work out. Mm-hmm. So she decided she'd be full-time in the bakery. So she carries a lot of the heavy load there. I come in on the weekends and joke around with the customers and create chaos with cherry bombs and things like this, you know, my ideas. And then she's got to execute it during the week when I'm not there.
Right.
But it's, like I say, she's the heart of the place, really. You know, I'm just the jokester, the clown, the guy up front having fun with customers.
Well, I mean, that's every great entity has got to have, I mean, not everybody can be the head or the foot or the hand. So you got to have different pieces and different parts. But this cherry bomb thing, you were telling us, I mean, because you started it on Friday, you sold a couple.
We sold 300 over Friday and Saturday, the first weekend that we did, you know.
That is incredible.
The community turned out for us.
Yeah. They did. Yeah. That's awesome.
So I think once they've had it now.
I can't wait any longer.
You got to try it, right? So you said you like cherries. I think it's there's a lot of layers of cherry in there.
So watch us here because there's cherry infused batter, right?
Yeah. So we use cherry juice in the dough when we're making that.
Oh,
and
you
then
can taste it.
The glaze then is also made with cherry juice. And then we've got fresh cherries that we chop up and put in with the dough and mix that in there. And then there's also a, you know, instead of using a flour, because it comes like a wet dough, right? So you kind of have to dry it out before you put it in the fryer. So we're using a cherry cake donut type of flour to put in there to help dry it out a little bit. So four layers of cherry go into this thing. And
that's why it's called a cherry bomb.
Yeah, and let me just say this. It is the bomb. That was pretty darn good.
Even though there's no sprinkles on it, you're still giving it the Doney stamp of approval?
And it's because at my house, went to Lynn's Fruit Farm, bought cherries there. Ate those so quick. Yesterday, I stopped in at Kroger, bought more cherries. I am a cherry fanatic, and I am telling you, that is awesome. That is delicious.
Thank you,
I love cherries, but I didn't know you did all that with it.
Yep. So it's more of a fritter, kind of you say you have to an apple fritter, but you know we let it raise in the proofer before we fry it, so it gives it a little bit more. You know, it's not as dense, I would say, but yeah, we really tried to load it up with the cherry flavor.
So good.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of cherries are those? Bing cherries in there, or you remember what? I don't mean to put
no,
you on the
that's
spot.
Okay. No, they we get them out of Michigan. They come to us from Michigan. I don't believe they're Bing cherries.
Okay. Well, whatever they are, they're dang good.
Right, yeah, aren't they? Yeah.
So, but I mean, you know, you talk about an apple fritter. I mean, there's people that have specific fruits depending on what they're going to do. So, I mean, does a tart cherry work better than that? Does a sweet cherry work
better? It's a tart cherry, okay. Yes. And then when we make the glaze, you know, it's the cherry juice and a sugar, right, to help make that. So it kind of balances it out. So it doesn't get you right in the back of the teeth, you know, but it, like a lemon or something like that. That's not that
anywhere
tart.
I want it. I can't see it right now, Sam. It's right? Not going to matter.
But it is. We're pretty happy with them. Yeah. We're pretty happy
so
how they
good.
Turned out.
Yeah.
And I think once the community starts to they catch on, I think people will like them. I think we're, you know, we may not sell 200 a day, but you know, maybe we will. You know, that'd be great. You know, if we get to do that. So we're just trying to bring new things. You know, the bakery's got a long history dating back to the 40s. So some of the things have never changed. Our cutout cookie is the same cutout cookie that Randy made, that Mr. Hartshorn made. You know, it goes clear back, right? So we don't change any of the old stuff, but we do try to bring some new stuff to the bakery. So to, you know, just keep it relevant. Keep it. People talking about it, I guess.
Well, again, you helped us out, and we'll talk about this in the second part of the show. Kiwanis making our biscuits for the Strawberry Festival. And, you know, my wife and I, we were walking out of there. We're like, my God, how cool is it that you're in that older building doing that? You said the oven was from the 40s, and I mean to tell you, that made our job so much easier. But I love how you've kept, and you and Randy, I mean, have kept all that nostalgia in that. I mean, you were showing me a little calendar from like the 1900s that you have.
1829.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's amazing some of the stuff. But that oven, I had that at my house. It'd be game on, buddy. That oven was unreal.
Right. So it's large enough. It's 1945 is when it dates back to. It's a large Middle B Marshall oven. They're still in business making commercial ovens, but it's a carousel oven. So it has six decks in it that then rotate around like a carousel, two carousel wheels. And
okay.
We can get 36 dozen cookies in there, and they can every 10 minutes be cranking out 36 dozen cookies. And this winter, Christmas time, December, we hired a kid. We set him on a stool, and he says, every 10 minutes, bring some out and put some in, and don't move, you know, because we don't want to burn these cookies. We had a record sale in December, 21,000 cutout cookies this year. We served
21,000.
We made 12,000 the year before. So we almost doubled in 1 year's business year. The amount, and they're all cut out by hand, like one single cookie cutter, right? And iced by hand, 21,000. So, and I know that, you know, our employees, I joke around with Becca. She's like, I think I got tendonitis. I said, well, switch hands.
I want to hear
that.
Suck it up.
You know, but, use your foot, whatever it takes.
And that's the dedication that we have to the group. Miss Rita, she's been with us almost 15 years.
Miss Rita.
Miss Rita, yes. Okay. You're to respect, you know. And Becca, she's been there 10 years. She started in high school with and worked for Randy. So she's been with us for 10 years. And that's what really made the purchase of this bakery easier for us, because it wasn't just the two of us going in and learning, right? Going, okay, how do you do this? How do you do that? You know, we knew some things from when we helped Randy in the past, and but, you know, we didn't know everything, right? So it was nice having the employees. And then Randy's sister-in-law stuck around with us for a year as well. And she really helped us out too, to kind of, you know, get into the flow of things. How does all this stuff work? You know, how do you make 21,000 cookies in a month, right? It takes a lot. So it's not just, you know, Christy and I. We've got a good group of employees that we have.
So are you a 24/7? I mean, I'm still with the guy sitting on the stool eyeballing every 10 minutes. I mean, I get that part of it. And you said 36 dozen cookies in any time.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not mathing the math, but you got to be open a lot to get that done.
We're open. We're working a lot. We're open from 7 a.m. to 5:30 during the week, and 7 a.m. to 3 on Saturdays.
Okay.
We are closed on Sundays because we need to rest a little bit.
Sure.
But then when it closes, you know, we were like, at the holidays, we were at working. We worked 3 20-hour days right before Christmas. You know, Christy and I did.
I can't imagine.
A lot of help. Our family comes in. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do a lot without Mom. Mom, she comes in. She fills in the gaps for us. She's in there a lot. There was a time when, you know, if the bakery was open at the beginning, Mom was there.
Yeah.
It was fun. It's like she ran the place, right?
She's
Mom, right? She really does. She helps us out so much. And then we've got my brother-in-law and sister-in-law come in and help us out when we get big orders for dinner rolls and help us out frying donuts after hours or whatever it is to get things made. You know, it took everybody. So,
you know what the most impressive thing about this is before we take a break?
All of it so far.
All of it. Working with his wife, working with his kids, working with his in-laws, and his mom. That guy ain't got a gray hair on his head. That's the most impressive thing I've heard so far. That's amazing. Seems to be in good health.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, that'll do. Eat a donut a day. Keep the troubles away.
That's what it'll do.
That'll do it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Sam White. He is the owner of R&M Bakery in Newark on Mount Vernon Road.
Home of the cherry bomb.
You notice I kept eating while you guys were talking.
I did notice that.
I didn't bother me.
Figured it all up, so no sharesies.
Well, there's a bunch of them out there. Go grab one. Just don't touch the sprinkle donuts. That's all I ask. Cloudy skies, chance of rain throughout the day today, high near 86. Cloudy tonight, could see some showers, and then for Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of rain, high near 77. Sam, we'll go back to, you know, we're having a lot of fun talking about the things you guys are making and all the different cookies and those kind of things, but talk a little bit about the need to give back to this community. I was mentioning that, you know, when we needed to make our biscuits for Newark Kiwanis Strawberry Festival, you said, hey, come on in here, we'll make them, and you were there helping. You had a lot of folks. We had a lot of folks coming through doing that. But it is all about giving back to the community for you folks as well, correct?
It is. That's a big part of what we do. You know, Ted Cobb is the director of Camp O'Bannon. He's one of our customers on Saturday. He comes in a lot and does, you know, he supports us very well. And he saw some things that we were doing with some 4-H clubs online, you know, bringing them in and teaching the kids cake decorating and different things like that. And he asked us, he says, do you mind if we do this? This takes us about a month. You know, mm-hmm. off and on to get this many shortcakes made. He says, could we come in and maybe use your oven? And I love that. I love it's a resource, really. I mean, where are you going to find an oven that big, right? We made 3,500 shortcake biscuits that day. That was our single biggest bake that we've done since we've been open in 2 years, right? We've never put that much product through an oven at all. And it was just flawless. And we could have done more, right?
Yep.
It's just great. So where do you go to find something like that? You know, we've talked with the Lookup Center, and we always kind of do a thing with them for Thanksgiving, support them with pies. We'll either discount a pumpkin pie and people can buy it, and then we'll make it, and then we'll take it over and deliver it to them. Or this year, we're going to be doing the turkeys for them in the oven. So they get turkeys donated from, I believe it's the Rotary Club.
Yeah, Rotary
and,
does that.
But they're unbaked, uncooked, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're spending days and weeks and weeks and weeks making the turkeys, freezing the meat, and getting ready for their big Thanksgiving outreach. So this year we're going to partner with them, and we're going to bake the turkeys, try to get it all done in one weekend like we did with those shortcakes as well. But it's a big part of what we do. You know, it's just something that we see as a as we mentioned before, it started as a firehouse that served the community. And then through the years, as it was Wilson's and Hartshorne's and R&M, it did things for the community. It was the corner community bakery, right? And that's what we're trying to get back to. We want to be the Newark's community bakery, and do things like that. So we try to get back where we can.
Well, you've got a fundraiser coming up for Esther's Place of Grace. Maybe talk a little bit about what you guys are going to do.
So next week, we're doing the thing with them. We're doing a diaper and baby wipes drive. So anybody who drops off a donation next week will get either a free donut or a free cookie, you know, as when they come in. So that was something that where we go to church, that we're familiar with that. And then the previous director of the Lookup Center was involved. Lori Hubble, exactly.
That's how I found out about Esther's Place of Grace. She got a hold of me.
So she reached out to us, knowing that we do things with the community, and asked if we'd be interested in doing something for them. I thought, well, yeah, let's do this. You know, we've had three kids, and we know what it's like to go through diapers, and because we had three of them in diapers at one time, and many, many years ago. But we know what it's like, and it's tough. Mm-hmm. So we were happy to do something like that, and we're excited about it, too.
And that's next week?
Next week,
Just come on in and bring in a diaper and some wipes and free donut or a cookie.
Yep.
Not bad at all.
No.
I got to get to the store. all right, let's have some fun. Favorite donut. If Sam White had to make his favorite donut, what would you be making?
It's a blueberry cake donut.
Oh, really?
I think it's got a lot of flavor. It's got a nice punch to it. It's not kind of weak on it. It's full blueberry flavor. That's the one I get. It's my go-to donut when I go to get a donut is the blueberry cake donut.
How often are you eating while you're doing them? I know I could. That would be a killer for me, Sam.
I've been there so long, right? I can walk past just about anything. It's really good until Christy starts making the carrot cake. And the thing about cakes is when you bake them, they kind of dome over, right? But you got to cut that off flat to ice it right. So we got these dome scraps. So you get a handful of cream cheese icing and a handful of cake scraps. And that's a good day. That's a good day, in my opinion. So
I know. That is not anything I ever considered.
No.
But, you know, you think about it, that is spot on.
Yeah. And it's hard for me to walk past a carrot cake. So when we make them, you got to make an extra one, Derek, because it's... We're not going to sell it. I'm going to.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to walk past a carrot cake.
See, now that sounds like something that you could market, though. Handful of cake domes and a handful of frosting.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. There might be something in that.
I think we get $5.99 for it.
Don't sell yourself short. I think you get a lot more than $5.99 for that.
Do you make everything every day?
No, we don't. Like, you know, we'll make some things in larger batches, you know, like pecan rolls or cinnamon rolls and things like that. And we'll make them in larger batches, freeze them, and then bring them back out, you know, and they're still delicious. That's what they've been doing. That's for years. That's kind of the bakery secrets, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, most things are made fresh every day. All of our cutout cookies are made fresh every day. You know, all of our regular cookies are made fresh every day. Donuts are made fresh every day. But there are some things that, you know, we make in larger batches ahead of time.
That's amazing, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you got the capacity with that gigantic oven.
We really do.
But really, to mix that many different kind of batters and those things. So I mean, just snapshot, how many different donuts are available on a daily basis?
Well, we've got the Long John, right? But then there's many different varieties that you can do that. We've got the maple, the vanilla, the chocolate, you know, so there's three different Long Johns you'd have available. Mm-hmm. And then the round yeast donuts, those can just be dressed up differently, right? So you chocolate icing, white icing, sprinkle donuts, right? And then glazed, you know, and then the jelly filled, the custard donuts. And then you do some fun things with the icing, call them zebra stripes. So you put a white base and then drizzle some chocolate over it, or do a chocolate base and drizzle some white over top of it. Ones that are really popular are the maple pecan. pecan. So it's got a maple icing with chopped up pecans on it. And then we have one lady. She's really great. I call her the peanut butter lady. She's got a name, but I call her the peanut butter lady. And when she comes in, she'll get the chocolate. We call it the Buckeye donut. It's got a peanut butter icing and chocolate drizzle over it. And if I've got a dozen, she'll buy a dozen. If I've got two dozen, she'll buy two dozen. So when she walks in, I'm like, well, how many do you want? Because I can make more, right? And she's really great. She works here locally also, but she's hooked on that Buckeye donut. She loves it. So there's
sounds like and then all different, you know,
the different varieties of cake donuts and so chocolate. I mean,
so endless. I mean, it almost is endless, the kinds and types and varieties of donuts that you
we've got a lot of variety for everybody. Yeah. There shouldn't be, we walk in and go, oh, you don't really have what I want, you know, and we try to keep those filled up all throughout the day. So our case isn't empty, you know, oh, we ran out of donuts at 12. Well, that's all the donuts we have. No, we keep bringing them out, you know, trying to keep the case full all throughout the day. And we kind of cut back towards the end of the day because we don't want a bunch of leftover stuff. But yeah, we try to keep the cases full all. And that's one of the customer comments is they say, well, we've noticed your cases are always full. There's a lot of product, a lot of variety. No matter what time we come in, there's a lot to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most popular?
First, probably the thing that we have there is the cutout cookie.
Yeah.
That pays the bills, really.
Yeah.
Because it's been around for so long. We ship those cookies to Florida. There's one gentleman in Georgia that gets six dozen about every other month. He'll call up and, hey, it's Tom. Can you send me my... Yep. We've got his address and his credit card on file, basically. And we ship him six dozen donuts or six dozen cookies every couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And at Christmas time, folks that lived here,
you mentioned that.
Went to Florida, right?
Yeah.
We sent them down to Florida. We shipped our first shipment to England this past year. I've got some friends there. I wanted to be internationally known. So we put down the expense and we shipped three dozen cookies. So we're world famous now.
He's got friends. They're at Buckingham Palace.
Right? Well, I didn't say where they live.
Across the pond.
Across the pond.
No,
right?
Kidding.
So it's fun. We try to do some silly things like that to I don't know. Again, I signed Christy up for a lot of things. She's like, what are we making now, Sam? But, you know, the cherry bomb, I think, is our next, you know, our big thing that happened last week. This week, where we tried to recreate, and we could ask for this every week, is the Riley's Raspberry Tea Biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mr. Riley, you know, they closed their bakery, that was the bakery in town for a long, long time, right? And when they passed away, that recipe went with them, right?
Now, I saw on Facebook that you were kind of refining that, and you had some taste testers.
We did have some taste testers.
I want to know, how do you get in on that?
It's not hard. just ask.
Okay.
I haven't been asked yet.
Yeah, just say, hey, I want to sign up. You know, we always take people who know what they're talking about, man. You know, they remember it from the day. So we're like, well, if you're willing to help us, we'll make some, and we'll call you when we're ready, and come in and give us your critique, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from the people that have tasted it, said it's as close as they can remember.
That's
and
cool.
That's what you're always fighting to, is their nostalgia. Yeah,
sure.
Say, well, it's not quite right, or it doesn't taste anything. We do our best,
yeah.
Right? So we're bringing that out. Where that started, we're going to call it Tea Biscuit Tuesdays. So we're making tea biscuits, those raspberry tea biscuits on Tuesdays to try to give somebody what they remember from their childhood along those lines. We
that's
can't
awesome.
Duplicate everything,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, where we can, we try.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to get you in trouble with one last question. You ready? Better baker, you or Christy?
It's definitely Christy. I'm going to tell. I'll go that route. You know, I'm the person out there with the ideas,
mm-hmm.
The face of with the customers, I'm just having fun. I mean, I bought a fire truck recently, right? So, because the bakery used to be a firehouse,
right.
So we bought a fire truck, and we're going to turn that into a donut truck.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. And she blessed it, though. She said yes. So that's what I bring to the table. I bring that kind of creativity to the table, and she just has to execute it. That's all I ask, right?
And offer the blessing.
That's right. Please. That's what a blessing is for a husband. Please.
Right.
And then they tell you.
So, you know, Christy's the workhorse. She is the heart of the bakery. She truly is. She does all the work,
mm-hmm.
You know, along with the employees that we have, but she's in there from the morning till the night. And you know, when the first shift leaves, she's still there. When the second shift comes in, she's already been there all day.
Yeah.
So no, she really does. Yep.
Good save there, partner. Good save. Yeah, that's right.
29 years, you know, of marriage. I got this.
Smart. If folks want to get more information, just a Facebook, phone, what do they
got
to do?
Yep, we got our Facebook page. You know, you can go there. Our website, rnmbakery.com. You know, it's being revamped. We've got an intern. One of our previous employees is going to college, and she went to do an internship with us for marketing. So she's working on that for us. And then, or just give us a call. And we'd be happy to help you.
Yeah. And hours and where you're located?
369 Mount Vernon Vernon Road, and Monday through Friday, we're open from 7 to 5:30, and on Saturday, we're open from 7 to 3.
Sam, it's a pleasure. I enjoyed meeting you down there, and again, you guys are doing so much to help out in the community. Again, get down there next week, bring in a diaper and some wipes for Esther's Place of Grace. Get yourself a donut, get yourself a cookie, please get sprinkles on them.
And don't forget Tea Biscuit Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah, yeah. Get down there for that. And if folks remember those, get down there and try it.
Yep.
And then we want to find out about this taste testing thing.
Yeah, I appreciate this opportunity. Thanks a lot for your time.
Sam, we appreciate it.